It is time now for the Saskatchewan Country Close-Up. We are joined on the phone right now by Justin Rubinsky. Justin, thank you so much for your time today. How you doing?
No, pretty good. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, anytime, Justin. So I want to just kind of get to know you a little better. We talked a little bit before we came on air here, but where are you from originally, and kind of how did you get your start in music and kind of your influences? Did you come from a musical family?
Yeah, I grew up in Kinistinol, Saskatchewan, and I came from a family of 10 people. So I've got 7 siblings, and I'm the oldest. I won't say my age, but we grew up playing musical events in the community. Mm-hmm. And, I took my piano lessons when I was a young kid, and
nice.
We had a school band. So I learned to read music and play music there. And then also just my dad's had a band since he was a teenager. He still has a band. So I grew up surrounded by bands. So.
Oh, wow. So how many instruments can you play? A couple, guitar, piano, any more?
Guitar, piano, a double, and drums. I used to play
one-man
school
band.
There. I played trumpet. I had baritone. Yeah,
that's
all
awesome.
Kinds of things. I played bass in a band before.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. <Cool. laughs> From someone that can't play any instruments, the fact that you play like 7 is just amazing. That's really, really cool.
Yeah.
That's very impressive. And yeah, it sounds like you have a lot of people kind of in your corner that you can throw things off of and that kind of thing. And your new music, your new song, Our Country Song, I've been listening to this one. It's a great song. I really love this one. Tell us about your new one and kind of the writing process, the story, and kind of how this one came to be.
Sure. Well, I mean, for this song, I've had this song for a few years. So my wife and kids heard it a long time before anyone else did.
Right.
And when I wrote it, it was kind of the idea was that, you know, you've got songs dedicated. Certain people have a special song, but what about couples who have their song?
Right.
And that was my mentality there, thinking, okay, well, sometimes it's a country song that you hear it on the radio and it just brings back those special memories.
No doubt.
So, I kind of wrote it with that intent, and I got some great people in my corner helping me promote the song,
and
it's just been a really fun process. I always wanted to get music out there, still.
Yeah.
Finally have an opportunity to do it here.
That's cool. So Our Country Song, is that like a title, an idea that you kind of had for a little bit? And also, I'm curious about, do you have kind of like a, it's probably on your phone or something, kind of a file, an audio folder of song ideas and titles and that kind of thing? Was Our Country Song kind of a part of that or completely not?
It's like you know me too well. I've got a list of songs on my phone that I want to eventually record. Our Country Song is in that list, but there's a couple others as well that I do plan to release eventually. But I just want to start with one song,
for sure.
Get a feel, and yeah.
Listen, it sounds like I think a lot of people are going to love this one, and it's really cool. So congratulations on the release. Again, joined now by Justin Rubinsky. So kind of moving along here throughout the kind of parts of summer here. I hate saying that we're kind of halfway through summer. I guess that's the way. We're not at the very beginning, but we're halfway there. What's the next little bit looking like for you, Justin? Are you busy? Do you play kind of live shows, whether it be band or acoustic?
Yeah.
What's the next little bit looking like for you?
I play in a country rock band as well, Kings and Renegades.
Okay. Yeah.
And we've been playing throughout the province, but I've also starting to book some personal gigs as a solo artist now. I just played with my wife actually yesterday. There's a jamboree out here by St. Brew.
Mm-hmm.
So
awesome.
The nicest day of the weekend. It wasn't rainy.
Right.
But like you said, summer's unfortunately over halfway over here.
Right.
But you know, there's always some things in the winter, and winter's always a good time for recording and writing. So
That's very true. I shouldn't act like winter. No music happens in the winter. You're very correct. I'm just for outdoor festivals and that kind of thing. It's getting toward kind of towards the end of that. But you're right. There's a lot of great events and musical kind of venues and stuff like that throughout the winter time. Absolutely. So it sounds like it's sure. busy and more on the way from you as well. If people kind of want to follow along with what you're up to, is there social media platforms you're supposed to do? Maybe a website? How can people follow along with what you're up to?
Yeah, I'm starting to get a little more of an online presence. I've always had my Facebook page, mm-hmm. so you could look for Justin Rubinsky on there, but I've got my website now, justinrubinsky.com, and I'm on Instagram as well, so I think it's okay to follow me on there. I'm going to be posting videos to YouTube as well. I mean, my song's already on there and on all streaming platforms, so
for sure
starting to get easier to find me.
Awesome. Very, very cool. Very simple. Again, I advise everyone to
don't know any other Justin Rubinsky.
So. Right. I don't think there's probably no fake Justin Rubinsky accounts out there. So, so it's super, super, it's simple to give you a follow online and socials and check out with what you're up to. Hey, Justin, we really appreciate you taking some time to chat here today. We love the sound of the new tune, and I'm sure we'll catch up again very soon. Thank you so much for your time.
Yeah, you bet. Glad you liked the song. Thanks for having me.